What can I say? I would have never expected it to be that pleasant. I mean, given the choice, I would only have things exit my tail hole. I was never going to enjoy something like this until... when I sat down on the human, it was completely by accident, I can assure you. I felt a sudden sensation shoot up my spine that made my genitals twitch. I don't know where he came from. I have never seen a human that small. But it doesn't really matter. He's mine now. Forever. I got up immediately after I failed him enter my anus, but he was already stuck. And after contemplating the situation for a moment, I decided to just sit down again. Placing my rump back on the ground had the desired effect, and as he was pushed a little deeper into me, I could enjoy the sensation of him entering me slowly. I must have been sitting there for a while, just enjoying the struggles. This penetration was more delightful than anything I had felt up to that day. The sensation made me involuntarily contract my rectum. I also began to shift my rump from side to side, pressing down a little harder every now and then. This proved to be somewhat effective in forcing him a little deeper into me, while I growled in excitement. This was truly marvelous, and how I managed to live without this sensation all my life, I haven't the faintest idea. But since that fateful day, I've spent every waking hour, and even some nights, trying to make the best of it. Now, mind you, I could no longer constrain myself to this human alone. While his presence in me has been a constant source of enjoyment and a wonderful way to relieve some built-up stress, I have spent the occasional night reveling in the little pleasures that additional victims could supply me. Oh, I'm sorry, I digress. As I was sitting there, taking this human into me for the first time, I suddenly came to the surprising realization that he began to slide in on his own. Now, I was enraged by this at first, thinking he had grown compliant, and I was already contemplating methods of his punishment and subsequent resumption of his struggle, when I realized his struggle had never ended. No, he kept on fighting, and it was no less pleasant. But as he slid in deeper, I understood that it was my anus doing its job, and it was the human's ill-fated shape that, combined with my tail-hole's lustful contractions, brought him into me. I would later find so many different poses that would make this process all the more enjoyable. But at the time, I kept sitting there, enjoying the sensation. And while I refrained from punishing the human at this time, his struggles would stop eventually, and I figured I would get to inflict some terror on him sooner or later. Mind you, I never wanted to hurt him. His body needed to stay intact while giving him incentive to renew his struggles for freedom. I had to come up with a series of mental torture that would involve nasty bodily functions. I did want to dig my claws and teeth into him, but I had to restrain myself. I would later find other victims that I could tear apart after I was done with them. Oh, speaking of being done... once the human slid into me far enough, I realized how wrong I was before. See, I thought the sensation up to that point would be the high point of my day, and I was oozing pre-cum throughout the whole ordeal. But then the human's feet slid into my anus, and my anus started to close behind them. I was inexperienced at the time, and the moment only lasted a few seconds, but the sudden burst of sensation made me come right there on the floor, without any need for additional manipulation. See, as I figured it out, my anus has a huge concentration of nerve endings on the inside to give me a warning when things are about to leave my bowels. This huge sensitivity not only makes sure that my prisoner never leaves my rectum during the night, the pleasure I got from my anus rubbing up against this foreign, struggling object, along with the final contraction that brought the human deep enough into my rectum to hit a sweet spot, drove me over the edge. If not before, this was the final moment that I decided I would never let him go. Even if I was starving, my rectum would only meet this human alive. I have never regretted this decision. It didn't matter if other things that entered my rectum were bigger, longer, or more powerful. As they left me, I was always sure I could rely on this first prisoner to stay. And stay, he did. Now, I have learned a lot since then. I am more restrained when it comes to orgasm. I learned to keep his face oriented towards my anus when he is inside me. It ensures he can breathe when I push him through every now and then, and it feels more interesting when I pull him back inside. I learned to push him back and forth inside my rectum to keep me lustful in between matings, and I learned how far to push him out and when to pull him back in during mating. I have mating season all year now, and I don't confine the fucking to females anymore. Or tigers, for that matter. Like I said, other victims get punished. Sometimes I rape them. It's simple, really. Either you stimulate my prostate from the inside, or you will be used to achieve an orgasm in other ways. And if you are misfortunate, and I have a particular rainy day, one orgasm will not be sufficient. I have raped humans to death, always relying on my premium prisoner to keep me riled up. On that subject, you may wonder how I do keep him agitated. It is clear that he needs his rest every now and then. I do let him sleep when I'm not awake, and I do give him breaks throughout the day. But whenever he refuses to move, I find ways to encourage him again. Sometimes it can be as easy as not letting him breathe, but one incentive has always had a dramatic effect on him. Trapping humans is not the primary function of my bowels after all, and when he refuses to cooperate, I may not let him out before the trap starts to fill up my rectum. In fact, I may keep it all inside for as long as I can. I never used to enjoy my rectum filling up with the stuff before I met this guy. But now that my rectum is stretching while arms and legs keep pushing for the exit, it's easy to contract my anus until I feel that my tar has suffered enough